Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hello.
Each week we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an insight and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode 124 is once again being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet. And so we have multiple special guests on today after our journey out west to a nice big conference in Phoenix. And so, Angel, would you introduce our first guest, please?
So our first guest is one of our customer service representatives, Rachel. Rachel, you've been with us all in all 3.5, almost 4 years?
4.5.
It'll
be 5 years in January.
Have you been on the
January.
Podcast before?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you skirted
but so
it
one of those
time.
Years was completely part-time, right? Like you just worked weekends, is that right?
That was June of 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you came back full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so before that, you were gone for at least 10 to 12 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So see, am I like 4.5?
Yes.
And a half?
It's close. It's close.
I'm making an excuse for that.
So you work here at our Russell Ridge location in
yes.
Lawrenceville. What? So we're going to play the get to know you
okay.
game. And then we'll talk a little bit about the AHA meeting we all attended. Not we all, but you were in attendance. And we'll kind of see maybe what some of those take-home points were. But what got you interested in or maybe continues to have you interested in working in the field of veterinary medicine as a CSR?
Probably definitely seeing animals every day. I don't think I would be able to work somewhere where I didn't see them because I'm so passionate and love them so much. And then definitely working with the clients too. I like building relationships with the clients that we have that consistently come back with their pets.
Okay.
It's nice to learn about them and their lives.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Angel, questions?
No, I was just going to add to that. So we talk about it a lot when people say that they're passionate about animals and they're passionate mm-hmm. about animal care, right? Like we
mm-hmm.
get that a lot. But the more important thing is that at the other end of that pet, there's usually a human being. And so more and more, we're starting to talk about that with everybody. And so obviously, as a customer service representative, you guys get that way more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You get the good, the bad, the indifferent, if
yeah.
you will. But yeah, I think people are definitely what makes our job super special.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's enjoying that. But it flows back to, do you really enjoy your job? Is this just a job or are you, you know, somewhat fulfilled in your satisfaction with the job, which I'm starting to see that's becoming more and more apparent with the more seasoned, I guess, staff, not in a bad way, that we have that really tend to do the right things for the right reasons and take care of the pets and the clients that love them. I kind of snuck that in there. then your job becomes less of a job and hopefully it becomes more of a satisfying career. And I know on the trip, we had a little bit of that discussion, and so we're not going to air that out on the podcast, but I do think that's important. So
sure, a little bit of ownership, right, for
yeah.
your own actions and then also for the practice
yeah.
itself.
Otherwise, you know, you show up, you punch in, you punch out, you're done, and probably not very satisfied. At least I certainly would not be. Would you rather?
Let's do it.
Would you rather go to a live sporting event or a live concert?
I would probably say a sporting event because I feel like there's more suspense. And if I don't know the words to a concert, I get bored. And you can't
okay.
like look up the lyrics,
yeah.
you know, while
yeah.
you're at the concert.
Hard to know the words to a sporting event. That's for sure.
That's interesting. So I guess that's so funny because I would be like, oh, yeah, I would go to like a concert that I would want to go to. Right?
Yeah.
So
if it was like one of my favorite artists, definitely that. But I think sporting events are exciting.
Okay.
Super exciting. Okay, so would you rather vacation on the beach or in the mountains?
In the mountains.
Really?
I don't like sand.
What?
It's so like gritty and it gets everywhere. I really just, I like the sun, but I really love like campfires and nice views and trees and peace and quiet. We went to Bryson City, North Carolina,
yeah.
and there was a couple cabins near us, but it was the most quiet I've ever heard it in my life. There was like no people, no cars, no road noise, no nothing, and it was awesome.
You liked that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
You and your thoughts, huh?
Yeah.
All right, if given the opportunity, would you rather adopt a single dog and take care of it for the rest of its life, or a herd of cats and take care of them for the rest of their lives?
A single dog for sure. Okay. Yeah.
So we often kind of classify people as dog people or cat people.
Yeah.
I would assume you're a dog person.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had cats in my life, but I feel like I like dogs because you can take them on walks and take them to the park and everything like that. Cats, you just kind of like, when you come home, they're there and that's about it.
A lot of cat owners would be like, basically, I live in my cat's life versus like, my cat lives in my life, where the dog is a little different, right?
But it's also better having a cat sometimes too, because you don't have to arrange for like a pet sitter or something when you go out of town.
That's true.
And they can self-suffice for a couple days.
All right. So when did you adopt your dog? You can say your dog's name or you can withhold it. That's your personal information.
I adopted Riley, I think it was August of 2018, from the Atlanta Humane Society when he was 8 weeks old.
Okay. And for those of you who have not seen Riley, Riley is quite a sight to be seen.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to leave it. It's like, he's like a little antelope.
No. I said this the other day and I had to like go look it up. Have you ever watched The Simpsons?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
Yeah. So you know their little dog. His name is Santa's Little Helper.
Okay.
That is exactly what Riley looks like. Just skinny, tall, lanky.
He's like a gazelle or
something.
He's just crazy.
Aloof, right? A goofy.
I think I would never probably get one of those dog DNA tests. I don't know how accurate they are, but probably like a hound whippet mix. Hound, because he doesn't bark, he only howls, and then his body is like a whippet.
Yeah, I mean, likes I could to see run. The whippet for sure. Yeah, those wisdom panels, they're not super accurate, right?
Yeah.
I think like Nat Geo came out with something that said like there's only 1% of dogs like DNA that's actually different.
Mm.
And so how do they really tell?
I don't know. Yeah,
they're usually not very accurate for sure.
Usually it's kind of like getting a psychic reading. Mars.
But
hold on one second, I want to make my point. So it's kind of like getting a psychic reading, right? But they ask you all these leading questions and then give you answers. It's the same kind of thing with your dog, right?
Yeah.
So they're gonna ask you all these questions and then give you an answer based on that. So
all right, let's cut to
the chase
here. And so we've not discussed this prior to coming. Look, she's getting all worried.
Oh, gosh.
Prior to the podcast, we did have some discussion during the meeting and after the meeting. And so I guess I want you to maybe let our listeners know something you really learned, or maybe you already knew it and it was just reinforced. So you're a CSR, client service representative. And so was there anything that stood out regarding, I'm going to say client care? We can throw patient care in there as well, not on the technical aspect, but maybe giving, you know, hugs and love to the puppy that comes in, or the, you know, the senior that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But was there anything that stood out? And if it's not related to that, then just tell us something that stood out that was a take home point, you know, from the conference.
Yeah, I would say I did learn a lot of new things, but one of the main points that was definitely reinforced was putting the customer and their pet first. So I think a lot of us do this, is when we see a pet and they can't afford something, or the dog's had a skin infection that's been going on for 2 weeks and they just finally bring them in, we shouldn't be judging them because they let it go that long. They're caring enough to bring their pet in to be treated. So a lot of the times we have to put ourselves in their shoes and don't judge them based on kind of what they're going through or what their finances are, but they are bringing them in. So just basically, you know, showing the bond between the owner and the pet, and then understanding that when they're there.
Sure.
That makes sense.
That's something that we talk about, quite frankly, a lot, right? So it's one of our core values, like be respectful. So that doesn't necessarily mean just like say thank you and please. It's really just be respectful and understanding of everyone's decisions and their situations, right? I think in this industry, oftentimes, like, we see the same thing day after day, right? It would be the same thing if you were in a dental office. You're like, oh, well, how come you don't floss your teeth? Like, this is what
exactly
happens.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing here. And so we get so immune to it and accustomed to certain situations, and then we start to take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And where clients have no idea, unless we truly communicate to them what's happening. And even at that, a lot of times, like, it's going to take them multiple explanations to truly understand what's going on. So
absolutely.
I think that's a really good point. They did talk a lot about trust, right? And like building those relationships with your client.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly understanding that human animal bond that they have, for sure.
And I think that was a good way to put it. So just not too long ago, somebody came out and said, you know, the old phrase, if the client or the customer is always correct, is not correct. And I kind of agreed with it, but I kind of did not. And I think the way you put it, I think you said putting the client and their needs first, or at least, you know, at the forefront of the situation is a great way to look at it. The client's not always right. We're not always right. Nobody's always right. But the situation, you know, we're here to take care of our clients. And I think I love that Angel said one of our core values is respect. We talk about respecting the patients, the clients. We talk about respecting each other, our community. And that is just kind of who we are. And I think typically it shows through on a day-to-day basis.
So hopefully, though, I think maybe I mentioned this when we were gone as well, but I think Debbie Boone was one of the speakers that we had that kind of drove it home as far as like really driving that customer experience and that customer service. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've been trying to instill right in the practices, all four of them, forever, because that's really what we truly feel makes us different versus like other practices down the road, right? Like, yes, we have, you know, great veterinarians, excellent standard of care, but really it's the experience that the clients get here, right? Yeah. Whether they see a friendly face and someone like you who recognizes them and makes them feel appreciated and valued when they walk into the practice. But ultimately, it also kind of comes down to like this whole COVID situation. So I feel like customer service and customer experience across every industry has just been thrown out the window, and it's all about like me first. And so for a minute, I think our industry is doing the same thing. Not that I don't want our staff to have like a self responsibility and like self-care and have their work-life balance and all these things, but when you're here at work, like it really does need to come client-centric. And so I do think a lot of industries have kind of lost that. So hopefully with you and Rhonda and Amber going there, you guys obviously appreciate that as a takeaway, and can help reinforce that across all aspects of our practices.
Yeah, and I think you made a good point too about trusting where you're going, because my personal pet Riley, I wouldn't take him to, you know, a random clinic. I know that he's going to get the best care possible here, and I trust the staff. I trust, you know, the veterinarians are going to be taking care of him. So I want to take him somewhere where I know that he is going to get the best care possible, because he's my baby.
Yeah,
and that's exactly the way you need to look at every client that brings their pet in. And you do. I'm preaching to the choir. But all right, was there anything else you wanted to talk about? I know you've got an obligation you need to get to, but is there, you want to just chat? I mean, sometimes you just like completely open up and we can't shut you up.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know if there's anything
else. So one quick question. So it's October, right? October is known for a couple of different things, but we'll say Halloween is one of those. Do you dress Riley up for Halloween?
I was going to ask that as well.
I dress him up for his birthday, but I do not for Halloween. I don't even dress myself up for Halloween normally, but for his birthday, I usually do like a whole cake, and I do a backdrop and a party hat and everything.
Is it an ice cream cake, or what kind of cake is it?
It is. This year I made him a two-layered cake with like yogurt and peanut butter in the middle.
Nice.
With candle. Wow. It's really cute pictures. I know.
You make it. You don't go to like a dog barkery or bakery or anything.
I make it every year. Wow. Since he was a baby.
Very nice.
That's super cute. How old is he? You said 2018. Okay.
Yeah, he's 3.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much for attending the conference, A, and B, for coming on the podcast. I hope that gives our listeners a little more insight into who you are.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. All right. And now we're going to try something we've never tried before. 4 guests on a 3-microphone podcast.
Wow.
So here we go. Now joining us are Amber, who also, like Rachel, is a CSR, and then Rhonda, who is in charge of our marketing department. So welcome, ladies.
So this is Rhonda's like 3rd episode, is that right? You're almost like a regular.
Yes, 3rd.
Okay, you're gonna have to lean into the microphone a little.
is this better?
Yes,
3rd.
Better.
Testing.
Okay, Amber, welcome.
Welcome. Yes.
Amber's a little nervous, y'all, but I assured her it's gonna be okay.
So what we did with Rachel was we broke the ice a little bit, getting to know her.
Okay.
So let's play some getting to know you things.
Okay. Alrighty. So I'm going to start. Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised here.
At the clinic?
At the clinic. Russell Ridge Animal Hospital. Yep.
What city?
No, I'm just kidding. But Gainesville, Georgia.
Gainesville, Georgia. Yep. Okay.
1999, December 8th.
19, and people can barely tell that you're from Georgia with that accent.
Right. Yep.
So it's awesome.
If you ever travel, do you get like, oh, are you from Texas? Like, do you get any weird places? Like, they don't understand like the South.
I've
got a story. So after our AHA meeting, I went to a VMG meeting in Bend, Oregon. And Carla from Savannah and Aaron actually rode from the airport to the resort with me. And so we get in with this, I don't know what you call it, Bendonian, some guy from Bend, Oregon, whatever you would call him, a native. And we start talking a little bit, and he says, excuse me, what part of the South are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from the Atlanta area, you know, originally from Texas, but yeah, the Southeast. And then he said, well, ma'am, how about you? Where are you from? He totally didn't pick up that Carla was from the Southeast. And she's from Savannah.
Yeah, but I mean, she doesn't have a very thick accent, though.
Oh,
to be
does.
Honest with you, I would feel like Aaron has more of an accent.
Well, not from the Southeast, but he definitely is Midwestern.
Definitely is Midwest.
Yeah, so it was just crazy. He's like, well, I definitely picked up on his, but I didn't really know where she was from. So anyway, we digressed a little bit there.
getting to know Amber, one of our CSRs. Amber. So Amber, you've been here for a year and a half now.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, okay. I am.
So varying stages. So Rachel, 4.5 years. Amber, 1.5 years. This is your first veterinary conference?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it?
And let's talk about...
Technically not.
Yeah.
First commercial airline flight.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
And then you experienced your second on the way back. Everything was good there?
Everything was good, yes.
Okay. Were you a little nervous?
I was very, very nervous. But, you know, I had to hold Rhonda's arm.
Rhonda, how was she on the plane?
She was okay. She made me less nervous because I didn't have to be nervous because she was. So that was cool.
Oh, man. First flight for me, now that y'all are asking, was from El Paso, Texas to Lubbock, Texas. I was, I think, 9 years old, and I was all by myself.
Oh, wow.
That was terrifying. Mm. Yeah.
The first time I ever flew by myself, I was like 13 or 14, and I went from Atlanta to Orlando. But Rhonda, wasn't your first flight out to Vegas? Like, and we had tons of turbulence.
2 years ago?
4 or 5 years ago. But it was like tons of turbulence. And so every time we go out west over the mountains, we always get turbulence. So you actually, Amber, you lucked up in the sense that like we had a nice smooth flight out to Arizona.
Yep.
So, okay.
Good for you.
All right. Would you rather, Amber? Mm-hmm. So, Ron, we don't need to play the Would You Rather with Rhonda. The audience, you know, knows
her. Yeah, we've
her,
done that with
should,
her.
Should know her.
Yeah, I'm okay to pass on that one. Okay.
What's your favorite color?
Baby blue.
Baby blue.
Baby blue.
Okay, why?
It's just beautiful to me.
Okay, it just is. Okay.
Just beautiful.
So, like, periwinkle or like?
Like North Carolina blue?
Baby blue. Ooh.
Like sky blue.
Sky blue.
Sky blue.
Sky blue. Like the color of our logo there, the paw print with the heart in it. Close?
Close.
Close.
A little bit lighter.
Darker.
A little bit lighter than that.
Yeah, sky blue's not quite that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather vacation at the beach or the mountains or somewhere else?
The beach, 100%.
Okay.
Can't stand the mountains.
Okay.
You don't like the silence.
I don't. I hate it. I need to be near civilization.
Funny.
Can't
most,
do it.
Yeah. Do you like the water or you just like the beach and the sun?
I like the water, but I prefer the sun, you know, so okay. I can get a tan.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you ever go fishing at the beach?
I do. It's my favorite thing.
Do you surf fish or do you go out and do like offshore? Do you go deep sea
deep
fishing?
Deep sea fishing.
Okay. Biggest or neatest fish you've ever caught? Do you remember?
Red snapper.
Okay,
he
how
was
big
huge.
Was it?
He was huge.
Like this big?
No, he was like.
She does.
He was pretty short, but he was fat.
Okay. Short but fat. Okay.
Big, big enough to keep. Is
so,
that right?
So
yep.
All right. For the audience, we're talking like 2 feet.
2 feet,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe 3. So. Okay,
I got
cool.
a story though about
oh,
it.
Oh boy.
So it was my sister, wasn't me. But we were deep sea fishing. She caught a red snapper. But when she was pulling it up, she got it halfway out of the water, but noticed literally half of it was gone because
oh,
a shark
no.
like bit it in
gosh.
Half. And she was very upset. But that thing was huge.
Yeah, that's
yep.
crazy. I've heard of that happening before.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Yep.
Good thing it was Red Snapper in the water, not you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so scary. I like literally, I was talking to someone at the AHA conference, right? So they had us like go around and talk to some people. And I don't even remember the question, but we were talking about something and I was like, oh man, like I don't do sharks. And I brought up this ocean app that my sister had showed me before. And it's like where you can see where they're tracking all the sharks along the coast. It's absolutely terrifying. Like if you have that app, I don't know why you would ever get in the water.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. That's the unknown of the water. Really, any water other than a swimming pool, I guess. I just don't like not knowing what's out there in my environment. Very fearful, I guess, would be the proper word. So, would you rather go to a live sporting event or a live music event?
A live music event. Hate sports.
Hate sports.
Hate
okay.
it.
What if you don't know the words to the song?
Then I will just...
You're fine.
Tuck just your dance. Feet and dance along.
Yep. But I'm always down for music, so...
Any kind of music? Is there a type of musical concert you would not go to? Like, I mean, would you go to a Sopranos?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay. But, I mean, any genre.
Rap? Rap?
Yeah.
Heavy metal?
Yep.
Old school rock?
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Definitely. All right. I love all of it.
Country?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
What other would you rather? Would you rather read a book or watch a movie?
Watch a movie. I don't read.
Okay. How funny.
All right. So, Rhonda's sitting over here being ignored, and she's happy about that. Let's talk about the AHA conference. So, American Animal Hospital Association, they kind of renamed the conference as Connexity because it was all about connections. And this year, the conference was a little bit different than two or three. Was this the third or the second Connexity?
We started going 2018. So we went to 18, 19. 20 was all virtual. 20 was virtual. So this is essentially the fourth year.
But really the third.
But I'm going to tell you, I let them have it on my survey because of all the science that they added. And so the whole point of, to your point, them renaming it to Connexity was really to build connections with you and the people that you brought with you.
Yeah.
And then you and the other people in the industry. And we really did not get that. And so I have shared with Rhonda and these girls a little bit, like, I feel like they got a little bit of a disservice, even though like we were able to communicate with each other. I don't think that they really got to like know other people in other hospitals, like in years past, and kind of learn from other experiences.
I agree. And so definitely noticed that more scientific sessions. You know, I did not go to how to treat the itchy dog or any derm topics. I mean, that's somewhat overdone in our industry and not needed. But I will say, understand why they did that, because they opened up the sessions and the whole conference. Prior to this year, to attend Connexity, you had to be an AHA accredited practice, which we, all of our practices are. But they opened it up to non-accredited practices, and in doing so, they had to expand the program. But I was quite disappointed, not in like the attendance, and I mean somewhat disappointed in the program, but quite honestly, in some of the attendees is where I was most disappointed. I saw people, you know, in their flip-flops and their cut-off jeans, and you don't have to be like in business or business casual, but I just thought personally it was a little inappropriate to go to a national conference and act like you're going to the pool or, you know, to the beach. I just, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old and grippy, but didn't really affect me other than just like, oh, look at that guy or girl and how silly they look. No, y'all didn't notice that?
I mean, I did notice
it,
but I've also been to other conferences where I really feel like attire is, you know, a huge deal, and that if you're dressed like that, then you would be kind of a sore thumb and you would feel uncomfortable. Whereas I think, you know, this place, it was a little bit more accepted, maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, let me just interject. There was one guy that he wore.
Hey, is this your podcast or what?
Yeah, this is my podcast. So he wore a cap during every session, and it had like a pencil and a fishing lure stuck in it. And I'm like, okay, I get that that's who you are, but come on, man. Take your cap off. You're at a national conference. So, You okay over there? Yeah, no. Okay. So let's get into some of the topics and sessions that you did go to. Amber, mm-hmm. and then Rhonda's next. No, actually, Rhonda's first. Rhonda, what are some things that you learned? What were some take-home points or theories or whatever you want to call them? What did you bring back from the conference? Not only that will help you in your marketing thought process, but maybe just about the clinic as a whole. So this is completely open-ended.
So I think a lot of things that we learned were things that we already knew, but it was just like reiterated, I guess, and it was fun to hear other people's perspective. One thing I really did learn is I did talk to one guy at our dinner thing that we went to, and he basically was telling me about like marketing that he does for his wife's clinic, and they like do basically nothing, and it's crazy to me because we do so much, or at least we try to do so much to get our name out there and show our clients that they do matter and like do special things for them and our staff and show that our values are different than everybody else, which I think we're doing well in, you know, that's my job. So
yeah. Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back.
Yeah. Right. But then a big thing is not being with the clients, but including the clients, especially social media. So like I've talked to my sister before about how people post these things on Facebook under our posts and stuff because they want to be acknowledged. Like when they post the picture of their cat, I try my best to comment on, yeah, engage with them and let them know like, oh yeah, that's a super cute picture. Sometimes I'll go out of my way and actually learn the pet's name and everything and kind of comment back that. But that's a big thing I think that
so that's pause. That's not really, I mean, you said sometimes I'll go out of my way and learn the pet's name. You probably do that every time. And that is
yes.
part of what you do. That's not really going out of your way, but it is taking an extra step.
It is, yeah. And I definitely do it every time because especially when people post pictures to our Google, I'll try to when they tag us or check in
yep.
or whatever, I definitely try to learn who it is to comment back.
Yeah, so that's showing that you care. So I will pat you on the back for that. That is absolutely what you should do. That's what I would want. You know, if I post a picture of myself and my new puppy, I would want to comment back, hey, nice dog.
No, but I think the point
owner
there,
that comes to my, you know, that comes to our clinic.
For sure. I do think Rhonda's point, right? So not a lot of people understand the kind of dynamic in our practice, but she's not on the floor interacting with clients and patients. And so she's not seeing
She was not the technician or the doctor
exactly,
that saw the pet.
Exactly.
So but again, she does go the extra step. Who is it?
To research a little bit and then engage with a client with their name and that kind of thing. So again, not that it's disingenuous because it's not. But
it's personalization.
Exactly. It does give that client a little bit more value, right? Like, and they don't know who's behind the computer, but we do try to encourage our staff to be friends with us on Facebook as well and kind of engage as well. It gets a little bit hairy, right? Because we don't necessarily want personal connections with the staff and the clients on like a Facebook level. But if you comment back on something, you know, if there's a new puppy that we've shared and Amber, you were the one checking it in and mm-hmm. you're friends with us and you're mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, he was so cute today or something along those lines. I really do feel like that's truly engaging. And I do feel like Rhonda's point, the sense that people are using social media, it truly does, you know, mean that they want to interact, right? Like that is truly why everyone uses social media. You don't put something on there and hope that nobody sees it and nobody replies to you. If that was the case, you would just keep it in your little live journal.
Yeah.
Is that a thing still? A live journal? Do you guys even know what that is?
I don't know what that means.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea. No.
Okay.
Journal.
So a live journal was like an online journal that maybe I was like in 9th or 10th grade when they were like super cool.
They did this back
and it
in
was like invite 2000s. Only. Yeah, like 1999, 2000.
Yeah, yeah,
it was like invite only. And it was basically a journal, but it was like online, but it was private to you.
Okay.
So anyways.
Pause for just a second.
Yes.
Now's a good time to insert who our audience for our podcast is. And it's everybody. It's students. It is DVM professionals. Like I've had several colleagues reach out to me. Oh, heard your podcast. That's awesome. It's clients. It's friends, it's family, and I'm probably missing somebody, but that's one reason we're like all over the place. We're talking about marketing and how you should market and you personalize it. We may or may not get to a scientific, you know, article or discussion today or next podcast, but we just, as I say in every intro, we try to give you a little insight into what's going on in our clinic and really in our brains. And so with that said, Angel, go ahead and sign us out of this episode because we've got a lot more to talk about and we'll get into that on episode 125. Okay?
All right, guys. Check in next week as we discuss more in the news and in our industry or more what's going on in our hospital. Make sure to check us out on Facebook. And please hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. And the last thing to remember is without people, pets are simply animals.
Bye, guys.